Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Karen Thompson. She is the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Kokolani. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who aren't familiar with the Family Restoration and Healing Center, can you give us a little background about the organization, when it started, and what your mission is?
Sure. We started in 2011. We're located in Prince George's County, Maryland. We are a nonprofit community organization. The mission for the Family Restoration and Healing Center is to restore families, mind, body, and spirit. You may say, how do you do that? We do that through a holistic approach of evidence-based education, clinical counseling, and faith-based counseling, and community outreaches, targeting mainly youth and families.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Karen Thompson. She is the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center, Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And you mentioned that your organization focuses on healing families. And one of your mottos is turning lives around to 360 wholeness. Now, let's talk about that. And you talked about wholeness and healing, and you do have a holistic approach in everything that you do, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a holistic approach in everything we do. The reason we have the turning lives around to 360 degrees of wholeness is because we try and integrate a holistic approach to all of our services. Sometimes that means it's multi-generational. While we're teaching youth on a topic, we're also teaching the parents. Then while we offer education, we'll then offer some case management or counseling as a follow-up to the education. And also offer to link the people who came to our education to social support services, depending on what their need is. So our holistic approach by offering education, counseling, case management, and then linkage to social support helps to provide that holistic 360 degrees of help. Another way that we have a holistic approach is that we not only have education that deals with emotional wellness, we also have program services that deal with eating healthy, being fit, taking care of your body, not only thinking about stress and anger reduction for the mind, but then about what we can do physically to help us to be more happy with ourselves and with our family. So, yes, and then we not only have clinical counseling, but we provide faith-based counseling, pastoral counseling, to help people who want to know, where is God in all of that, all of this in my situation? They're not interested in that, it's fine. We can still get them connected with licensed clinical counselors to help them deal with areas of anger, stress, depression, and broken family relationships. It's all about helping families to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center, Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And we're talking about the organization providing so many different services as well as workshops. You have lots of workshops that you provide throughout the year. As you said, touching on lots of different things that help out with the family. I know some of the past workshops were job-centered for people who are looking for jobs. And can we touch on some of the past workshops?
Most definitely. The name of our program of services is called Family 360 Wholeness. It focuses on three areas: youth success, family success, and health and wellness. Through this program, the Family Restoration and Healing Center has offered workshops on job readiness, workshops on abstinence education for youth. Then under the youth success, we've also offered character development and life skills, all focused on helping our youth to successfully transition to adulthood. With our job readiness, we teach them not only the soft skills of how to get a job, but the importance of how to keep a job. Then with our family success programs, we've offered things like parenting training, family caregiver training, and then we've done some marriage workshops, and then we've done counseling and case management. And then with our health and wellness program of services, we provided more life skills on stress, anger, and communication. And we started this year offering mental health first aid training, where we train lay people how to identify if someone is in a mental health crisis, and then to know what to do about it, to hold the fort down until help can arrive. We started offering that this year as well.
Wow.
All of our programs are focused on helping people to achieve that place of 360 degrees of wholeness, mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Karen Thompson. She is the Executive Director of Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. We're talking about the organization and the different services and workshops that it provides. And you touched on a couple of workshops that I want to go in depth about. You said you have a family training workshop. What are you teaching in that workshop? Because I'm thinking some people think that you automatically know how to be a family. But obviously, since you have a workshop teaching skills, what do you focus on in that workshop?
Well, under our banner of family success activities, we offer parenting skills.
Right.
And with the parents, we are teaching them how to communicate with your children. We help parents to, it's an evidence-based program where we help parents to identify their parenting style. And then, and after identifying your style, we help to give them lots of different models on how to talk to your child, how to enhance communication if it's good, and then how to build the bridge if somehow the communication has fallen awry. We then also help them to know how to help your child succeed and to achieve their goals in life. So that's where our parenting skills come in. We've done some marriage workshops, and in our marriage workshops, we focus a lot on communication. We focus a lot on forgiveness. We named it From Brokenhearted to Healed, which talked about how to go through the difficult times in marriage and come out on the other side successful.
Wow.
Our caregiving, family caregiving training, the reason we do that, Kokolani, is because many people like me have found themselves in the age group where our parents are getting older. And as the lifespan increases, parents are starting to get older and older and then more and more dependent upon their children to care for them. So we offer family caregiving training to help those caregivers know how to care for their family members who are dependent. And that means connecting them with social support, community organizations that can help them, be it legal, financial, medical. We also talk about the stress reduction for caregivers. And some of those, like the parenting skills, something unique that we do is while we're training youth on topics such as career success and abstinence and character development, we will have separate trainings for parents on parenting skills so that they know exactly what's being taught to their young person, and we're helping them to know how to help that young person achieve the goals that they're setting in their workshop so that when they get home, the child has support from the home front.
Wow, that is awesome. If you are just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated, nonprofit organization. And we're talking about some of the different programs and workshops that the organization offers. And we're talking about a lot of the different family workshops that are offered. And a lot of those workshops that you mentioned, especially with the parent training and the marriage and family caregiving, do people come to you when they are in a crisis moment, or do you notice the majority of people seek you out before something goes wrong?
I think both.
Okay.
When it comes to the counseling that we've done, the premarital, marital counseling, we see both. When it comes to the workshop, again, we see both. We see parents coming to us saying, I have a great relationship with my child, but I realize they are a teenager. I want to help them through to navigate the teen years. And then we've had some come to us and say that my child is already disconnected from me, disconnected from school, disconnected from the workforce. Can you help them to have some skills or some training to help them to try and succeed? And we work with them as well. We serve children, teens, and adults primarily from low-income communities or high-risk populations. High-risk can mean because the family is already at risk for some reason. High risk can also mean just because of where you live. So we do target high-risk populations who are seeking to prevent or navigate challenging times. But as I said, we also, half of who comes to us, the people who are doing well and they just need to know how to keep doing it or how to do better and knowing the times that we live in.
Wow, that's good. And it's awesome, the services that you offer. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And we're talking about a few of the workshops that are offered by the organization. Not only did we talk about the family and the parenting and the marriage counseling and the premarital, but one area that you touched on was family caregiving. And as lifespan increases, parents are getting older and their children are finding themselves caring for them longer. Now, when you use the term family caregiver, a lot of people may think, okay, if you are given that title legally, like if you have the power of attorney or you are the designated person to give the care, then you are the caregiver. But actually, caregiver is anyone in the family. It can be a grandchild. It can be a cousin. Anybody that gives care. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct. A caregiver is anyone who is giving care to someone who is in need of it. A caregiver can be the grandchild who has to come home early from school because grandma or granddad can't be home alone. So that grandchild has the responsibility of coming home just to be in the home with that grandparent. A caregiver is anyone who is in the family who is helping to care for that individual who needs the care. And the caregiver doesn't have to live in the home. You can still be a caregiver for someone who is on their own or maybe in a different state. Or you could be the one who is in charge of things, their affairs, and they're living elsewhere, such as an assisted living.
Okay.
So yes, a caregiver can be any age, and it could be either someone in the home or not in the home. It doesn't mean that it's the legal power of
the parent. Okay, so it could be just someone who every Tuesday picks up medicine for grandma at the grocery store and drops it off.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, because you have a responsibility that you've taken on to change your life, to care for someone else. And with that comes life's interruptions, stresses, sometimes anger comes in with that. Sometimes we just need to know how to cope with it. And sometimes there's grief and loss because we don't have that loved one. The relationship is not what it once was, depending on the need that they have. So yes, the caregiver can be any age, and it can be anyone.
Wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson. She is the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. We're talking about a few of the workshops that the organization offers. We touched on some of the family training workshops, marriage counseling, parent training, family caregiving, and you also offer workshops for depression in adolescents, ages 13 through 18. Now, is that a large workshop?
Yes, we've offered workshops on stress, anger, and depression for adolescents as well as for adults. And with that particular workshop, we probably average about 50 per person coming to the workshop. And a lot of people who come there are professionals who want to know more to receive continuing education credit.
Okay. All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And we're talking about a few of the workshops that the organization offers. Definitely, if you are interested, if you are listening, or perhaps you need more information on a particular workshop, you can find out more information by contacting a Family Restoration and Healing Center. And what is your website or phone number where they can contact you?
Oh, sure. Our website speaks to our program of services. It's www.360wholeness.org. That's www, the numbers 360, then the word wholeness, wholeness.org. The phone number is 240-667-1800. 1-800-949.
All right, so make sure you contact that number if you'd like to find out more information about some of the workshops and the services that are being offered. And also, I know that you're located in the Prince George's County, Maryland. However, you provide services to anyone, correct? They can be from D.C., Virginia.
Most definitely. We provide services to anyone who is interested in our services. Again, everything we do with our educational programs, case management, counseling, our outreach services, it's all about helping families to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit. So, yes, we can service anyone.
All right.
So, Kalani,
yeah.
Can I jump in?
Mm-hmm.
You had asked a question earlier about our depression
mm-hmm.
workshop
right.
for adults. And I spoke about the one for professionals, but I think I'd like to mention about the mental health first aid training, which is for the ladies.
Yes, yes, if you could go ahead and talk about that.
Okay. We also have started to offer mental health first aid training. This training is for the lay person. It's the equivalent of CPR for the lay person. CPR trains you to identify a heart attack when someone is having it, and it trains you what to do until help arrives. This mental health first aid training does the same thing. It helps lay people to assess and identify whether someone is having a mental health crisis.
Wow.
That could be that they're suicidal. It could mean that something is just not right. Something's just not right. It helps you to assess from a layperson's perspective, and then to know what to do, to speak, how to address the person, how to help them, and then who to call to get help. We started to bring this mental health first aid training into faith-based organizations, and now we're actually going to be offering our next one at Bowie State University coming up in December. It can be offered at any kind of community organization, faith-based organization, school setting, to be able to train people on what to do if it's a family member or someone in at a work setting or someone in your community who may be having a mental health crisis. And with mental health on the rise, this is more and more prevalent.
Wow. That is something new. I've never heard it. Like you said, a lot of people know about CPR training because we know when someone's having a cardiac arrest, but mental health crisis. And what made your organization start this training?
The reason we started to do that is because we started getting requests from faith-based organizations saying that they needed some training for their leadership on what to do when someone comes into the congregation and clearly there is a mental health issue and they really didn't know how to handle it. So they asked if we could come in as part of our wellness training, if we could also train on what to do. We also decided to do this because family members would come to us and say that their child, there's also mental health first aid for those who deal with adolescents,
okay,
to know how to track if your adolescent has a mental health crisis. We also had more and more people coming to us saying, the problem that I have is that my child, my foster child, my grandchild that's in my home, they have a clinical depression, they have a clinical issue, they're acting out, and I don't know what to do. I need to understand this, and I need to know what to do when they begin to have this crisis. So we realized rather than having the one-on-one trainings, we needed to start training group on what to do if you have someone around you who may be experiencing a crisis,
wow,
including someone who may be suicidal. This, again, is our attempt to help parents to become empowered, employers, faith-based leaders, teachers, peers, to help them to become empowered on how to help our neighbor in the community.
Wow.
That's why we're doing
it. Well, that's a wonderful program. And if you're interested in more mental health first aid training and you'd like to find out more, you can definitely find more about that on the Family Restoration and Healing Center's website. And your website address again and phone number?
Sure. It's www.360wholeness.org. That's www.360wholeness.org.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. We're talking about some of the wonderful services and workshops that the organization offers, and they also have events that happen throughout the year. And one we're going to touch on now that's coming up real soon is your I Choose to Wait 5K Run and Walk that's taking place on September 17th. Let's talk about that.
Certainly. One of the programs that we offer for youth, we had mentioned our I Succeed Job Readiness Program, where we help youth to be able to transition into adulthood with career readiness skills. We have another youth program that we do called I Choose to Wait. It's an abstinence education program. It's been funded by the Maryland Department of Health and Hygiene this past year. It's targeted to youth between ages of 10 to 19 who are residing in high teen pregnancy areas. The goal is to help prevent teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections, including HIV and AIDS. The program is an evidence-based educational program that helps youth to know that abstinence is a proud and responsible choice. The choice is theirs, and there's no stigma in saying, I choose to wait. Along with the program, we also train on risk avoidance and self-esteem and decision making, and it's all about making your dreams come true. And then in this upcoming year, we'll also be doing some peer education, which is training peer leaders how to come back and teach their peers. All of that is part of our I Choose to Wait program, and on September 17th, we're having an awareness event, which is our 5K walk run. It's free. The I Choose to Wait 5K walk run. The goal is for abstinence and positive youth development. And Kokolani, the reason we say that together is because it's not just about don't have intercourse. It's about making your dreams come true, having self-esteem, knowing that you have a choice, and if you choose to wait, it's okay. And then along with that, having some positive youth development, such as your career success and life skills and knowing how to have avoidance skills for drugs and drinking and knowing how to say no. So we're inviting family members to come have a morning of exercise and fun with us on September 17th. The check-in begins at 8:30, and the walk run is from 9 till 12.
All right. And where is the walk run going to take place?
It will take place at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex, also known as the Wayne K. Curry Learning Center. It'll be at the outside track of the Sports and Learning Complex at 8001 Sheriff Road, Landover, Maryland. We'll have incentives and refreshments. It'll be fun for all, and it's free.
Wow. Free is always a good word. So, you know.
Free is a good word. All ages can come. And, you know, this is whether you waited, whether you wished you waited, whether you're thinking about waiting in the future, or whether you just support and respect those who choose to wait and you agree that it is a proud and responsible choice and no reason to have any stigma for choosing to wait. That's what it's all about.
That's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson. She is the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And we're talking about the upcoming 5K walk run taking place on September 17th. I Choose to Wait. It's for all ages, definitely families. You would encourage families to come out.
We would most definitely encourage families to come. You can walk or run, or walk and stop and walk again.
Run and stop and walk, right.
Or run, stop and walk. It's again at the outside track of the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex on Sheriff Road in Landover on September 17. All ages can come and join this walk run. We do ask for advanced registration,
okay,
even though it's free.
Okay.
Just so that we have t-shirts, and we wanted to just have some thank yous for everyone, and we just wanted to make sure we had their names in advance so that we can give out as many things as we can until we run out.
Okay. And people can register for the 5K walk run right now online?
Yes. You can register for the free 5K walk run on our website at www.360wholeness.com. org.
All right. That is awesome. Now, is there a deadline? I know the 17th is
next weekend. The 17th is next weekend. We'd like for you to know there's not a deadline. We just need for you to register as soon as possible, preferably by the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line is Karen Thompson, the Executive Director of the Family Restoration and Healing Center Incorporated Nonprofit Organization. And again, the 5K walk run is coming up on September 17th. So definitely make sure you register. It's a free event. So if you like to walk, you believe in the cause, definitely come out and support. It's going to be a good time. And Karen, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you, talking about all the services and workshops that your organization offers. And if there would be one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Family Restoration and Healing Center, what would that be?
I think I would like for people to take away, we love families and we want to help families to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit. Anything we can do to help, we want to help. And that's what we'd like for them to walk away with.
All right. Again, if you'd like more information on the different services that are offered with the Family Restoration and Healing Center, or if you'd like to register for the upcoming 5K walk run, definitely go to the website. And the website address again is?
www.360wholeness.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Karen. It's been really great having you.
Thank you, Coco Lani, for inviting me, and thank you for all that you do to spotlight what's going on in the community. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks again. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani, and I want to thank you so much for listening this week. And as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com. There you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.